Tantor Audio, a division of Recorded Books, presents The Wait Devotional, daily inspirations for finding the love of your life and the life you love, by Devon Franklin and Megan Good, narrated by J.D. Jackson. Introduction. When The Wait was published in 2016, we had no idea how many people were going to get the book. We wanted to tell our story of deliberately choosing celibacy until marriage and the many ways God blessed us through and because of it. We hoped that our story would encourage people and inspire them to trust that waiting, rather than giving in to instant gratification, would lead to stronger relationships and deeper faith in God. We were blown away by the way God used that book, and we are humbled to have been a part of the work He is doing. A number of listeners have told us how the book inspired and encouraged them. We love hearing these stories, but it is God who deserves all the glory here. We didn't invent the concept of waiting. We just shared the way it blessed us. Here's the thing, though. Even though we know the wait works, it's not always fun. And even when you really want to obey God and trust in His timing, it can be extremely challenging to make the choice to wait each and every day. That's where this book comes in. In this daily devotional, we've broken the wait into short daily snippets. That way you can think and pray about a short section of the book and really work on applying it to your life that day. We've also added a scripture for each day as well as a question for reflection and a short prayer. This book can be used individually, or you and a partner can listen to it together. Our hope is that these short sections will allow you to grow closer to God and will deepen your commitment to wait day by day, knowing that every day is a day of healing, hope, and wholeness. During our marriage, we have both been blessed to work on some incredible projects and see our careers grow. But what's most incredible is the perspective that time brings. From where we stand now, we can see the ways God was preparing us through that time of waiting. Now we can see how the strengths and skills we learned in that period of obedience, such as patience and trust and faith that we want the best for each other, have equipped us for the challenges of married life. We pray that these daily devotions will deepen your faith in God and help lead you through your wait and into the blessings God has for you on the other side. Devon and Megan, 2017. What is the wait exactly? The Lord is good to those who wait for Him, to the person who seeks Him. Lamentations, chapter 3, verse 25, NASB. As you begin this journey, you're probably asking yourself just exactly what is the wait? The wait is a conscious choice to pursue delayed gratification in the areas of life specifically related to relationships. It's a decision to get your mind right, to figure out who you want to be and what you want out of life, and to use your time and energy to become the best version of yourself. Put simply, to wait is to delay the temptation for instant gratification in relationships in order to get what you really want in life and become the person you truly want to be. That starts with saying no to sex. The wait isn't 100% about sex, but that's where it begins. So, let's be really, really clear on this. One of the keys to practicing the wait is giving up sex. For many Christians and non-Christians alike, the idea of giving up sex is too outrageous and impossible to consider. We get that. Yet based on our experience, we still believe that practicing the wait until marriage will set you up for success and align you with God's perfect will for your life in all areas. We are living proof the wait works. Now that you have a clear definition for what the wait is, what are your thoughts? How do you think society, or at least your circle of it, views the concept of the wait? Lord God, while the idea of waiting is nothing new to you, it's not a popular